every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAMOUSC. Did I do CA? I did.
You did. And, well, and we don't speak for them.
F-A.
CIA.
CIA. Icon has cheeseburgers. We don't speak for them either.
CMA.
We know what that one is. See, I think that never gets old, but Shelley does. Chronic Masturbators Anonymous.
I thought it was the Country Music Awards.
They don't hold hands for the prayer. They do, but it looks like bad, steamy, cheesy pizza. When they try and let go of each other's hands. Shelley's over here like, oh, my God. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley, come on, comment on that. You know you love that.
My life is strewn with the cowpats from Satan's own herd.
Yeah, what's that from?
Blackadder.
Oh, perfect.
Actually, he says it a little differently.
How's your day today, Mark?
Fantastic.
Get any sleep lately?
No.
Why?
My son's birthday this weekend.
How many people?
which group?
Group,
the Friday
group,
group, the Friday group was about 15. The Saturday group was about 7.
How about the between the Friday and Saturday night group? How many stayed?
Oh, there were 4 or 5 sound asleep on my couch when I got up Saturday morning.
Bodies strewn everywhere.
Looked like a scene from The Wizard of Oz after the house landed.
At least they didn't have to fake it.
No. Yeah. No, they were out.
We didn't have a party.
No, they had a party.
Like the time my dad said, do you have a party? I said, no. Your friend Craig is lying face down in the ivy out in front. Oh. I had a couple of people over.
Yeah.
How was your day, Shelley?
It started out very well because choir season started again.
Is there a season for that?
Yes, it goes September to June.
What's your guy's record? 1-0?
Did you make the playoffs last year?
Our record is that...
Or is it another kind of season? Look, there goes when...
Yeah,
well... No, and it was great.
Shoot the thing in the blue robe.
The new pastor appears to actually want us to sing as opposed to him interrupting the service every 5 minutes to sing Simon and Garfunkel on his guitar. So...
Okay, well,
cuckoo,
you know
ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson.
Look.
No, he's usually doing Feeling Groovy, like every 5 minutes. That's like his theme song.
The other guy was good. I liked him.
Yeah, so did I.
He was maybe a little overboard sometimes. He wanted to play every time, but... You know what? He's a guitarist, and he's a pastor. You know what it kind of reminded me of, though? Sort of like a religious Elvis movie. Pastor comes in. Suddenly there's a dude standing on the side with a random guitar. Pastor goes and grabs it and starts jamming.
Hold me close. Hold me tight.
Yeah, well, no.
How great thou art.
I mean, it's good. We did 4 songs today as opposed to the 1 we used to get. And then he had the youth trio.
Wait.
What?
I did choir for a brief period. We always did way more than 1. Always.
No. You're talking about the hymns as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did 2 hymns. The choir did 4 songs, and the trio did 2 songs.
Did you get an encore?
No.
Oh.
You guys should
work
it a little harder. Maybe a better song choice. You got to own it. Make it yours. That's what Randy Jackson would say. Dog.
Feelings. I don't know. But other than that, I've been napping and having a migraine because I fell asleep. I was going to go face first into the computer. I had to go and take a nap, which meant I was going to have another migraine because it's like every time I fall asleep, 2 hours later, I wake up with a migraine. And I'm getting real tired of it. It's getting kind of old.
You should stay awake.
I'm freaking asleep. I've been trying to.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot.
Yes.
So, Shelley, tell Mark what happened last night.
The bantering is going to take a while here. Okay. So, I go to sleep at like 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, a little bit before 3, I'm awake with my migraine. And it was a really bad one last night. And so I'm sitting out here in the Muggsy chair in the garage and, you know, doing my usual groaning and I'm going to die thing because, oh, my cluster migraines are just hideous.
I'm up.
And Bruce is up on the computer, you know, doing his usual addicted to
whatever
was that thing.
I wasn't on YouTube at all, actually.
YouTube or whatever the other thing is that you do with all the pictures. Flickr, Twitter.
I know, I didn't do that either.
Flickr, what is that?
Tumblr. I didn't do that either.
What were you doing?
I was promoting the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. Suddenly, out of nowhere, this guy wearing like 10 pounds of aftershave walks into the garage and asks us to charge his phone.
That he did.
Like, I was like, I looked up, I'm in agony, and the only thing I could say was, dude, it's 3 a.m. I'm like, who the hell comes up and asks somebody to charge? I mean,
somebody with a dead phone?
Why is there somebody wandering around randomly in our neighborhood at 3 a.m. with a dead phone?
Well, there was a guy on the next block at 3 a.m. that one night when that crack house blew up. Or that?
Yes, there was.
Yes, and oh, that gets, speaking of that, it gets better. So I'm sitting here and Bruce is like, I kind of have an issue going on with my wife right now. And one of us said a migraine or something like that to the guy, and he said, oh, you want something to help that? And I said,
yes.
I took Tylenol. I said, no, I got something better. I'm like, what? God loves me so much, he's sending me my very own drug dealer
yes,
in the middle of the night?
That's it. God loves you.
Crap. That's exactly
it
what
totally
he's doing.
It totally reminded me of the Eskimo story in the Big Book. It's like, yep.
You were praying for something to help you get rid of that migraine, and
yeah,
guy showed
God,
up.
God made that happen.
The pill man showed up.
And I was like, no, thank you. And he's like, are you sure? Because you know he had a clonazepam or something. It was a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Something like, and I'm like, okay, that's
She's like,
off.
That won't work. I'm like,
it's
tranquilizer? Sure as hell
sure will.
You'll go straight to sleep.
So
so I got her a bottle of vodka instead.
Yeah, right.
That
the
locale?
Well.
The locale. Marty sent it.
And then, so I whisper to Bruce, I think the guy is casing the joint, and Bruce starts this series of statements designed to make the guy think that everything we own is crap, and nothing works, so that he won't think there's anything worth stealing. And he's, like, so over the top, I'm thinking, oh my God, you're totally transparent. And then, as Bruce walks out of the house, he says, don't forget to put the dogs out here before you come in. I'm like, and I had this mental picture of Weber and
Bob. You should have brought Bob out.
It wasn't that transparent. Shelly's working on a computer. I said, be careful how you shut it down because you know the problems we've been having. I didn't look at the guy in any way. I just said it like I was just.
Why was the guy still here?
Because we were charging his phone.
Bruce was charging his phone. Can you believe that crap? Bruce and his new BFF. I'm sitting over here about to morph into like Mrs. Hyde and like go, you know, AWOL or what is it? Ballistic
AWOL?
On the guy.
Postal?
Postal.
No,
on
she
the
goes
guy.
AWOL too. Don't be confused.
I was about to go ballistic on the guy. And Bruce is over here with his little BFF talking about how often the cops drive down the street.
I also told him he should check out recovery.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, he did.
They cut back on the aftershave?
Yeah, they had a discussion about recovery, too. I'm like,
of course.
Holy crap, I can't.
What else are you
going
to do with the guy at 3 in the morning? Because I'm pretty sure he's loaded.
The most epic random crap seems to happen to me. That was after I got my tire punctured by this giant dart on Thursday.
A dart,
yes,
like the
dart,
kind you would
dart.
Throw at a.
Yeah.
Not like the kind you would have at your house.
Like a kid's
but
dart.
But the kind that
like
you
like
would
a,
have at.
A professional dart.
At like a bar.
Oh.
Like when a big, huge dart went right through her tire.
Where at?
On San Bernardino.
You were driving when this happened?
There it is. There's
wow.
The piece of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dart.
And since. She had her window down. She's like, the guy made a comment, hey, you're lucky that didn't go through your window and hit you in the skull.
He said, I don't know what this ricocheted off of, but it could have come in your window.
Yeah, that's a hefty thing right there.
There was a dart competition at a bar that you drove by that is missing a dart now.
Yeah, they had a drunk guy.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Anyway.
Do you know what that means? Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have Thank you to Fran and Bill and Brian and Deborah.
Donald sent
something in.
I have to throw in something here before we do this that's what? Been very sad for me.
What?
Local radio personalities in Los Angeles, Mark and Brian, who are syndicated across the country. I don't care if we did it before. It's bothering me now because now I've had to listen to the other people. They're not nearly as good. Heidi and Frank.
What, you have to listen to them for all of 2 minutes on your way to work?
What are you talking about? Go get the tire fixed.
All right, well, anyway.
Listen to them for 45 minutes.
An extremely old bottle of cognac, 223 years old.
That's aged.
Yes. I actually thought it went pretty cheap. It was sold at auction for £19,000. Doesn't seem like a lot of money for something that old. What say you, Mark?
Mark's had quite the collection of stuff.
Depends what kind of cognac it was.
It's an extremely rare half bottle of 1789 A.C. McHugh and Company cognac.
Oh, it's a half bottle.
Is that why?
That means somebody drank half of it already.
Yeah.
Well, actually, this is one bottle out of a guy's collection. Bay Vanderbunt is the guy who owns the collection. His collection is valued at over $6 million, his booze collection.
Should we save a seat for him?
It obviously wasn't a major part of his collection.
No, we probably shouldn't save a seat for him because he doesn't usually drink most of it. He's investing in it, and then he's selling it off.
He doesn't drink most of it.
That's what he lives on.
He's not dead. He's mostly dead.
Managed to collect all this stuff over the years, and now he's selling it off to pay for a fabulous trip.
Cheap booze.
You do understand that there are people out there who actually drink normally?
Until the day I see it, I don't know if I can believe it.
I see a lot of it.
I don't go where there's that much drinking, so I don't see it. I figure half those people are alcoholics anyway. They're just maintaining while they're out at dinner.
You gotta get out more.
In Shinjuku, Tokyo.
Oh, been there.
What? You have
Shinjuku. Oh yeah.
They were having an event called Erotica Will Save the World.
Oh, should have been there.
I should have been. Yeah,
you should have been there.
Where was my ticket?
Because you know what? They're right.
Yes.
It's actually a 24-hour live streamed. It was streamed on the internet. Fundraising event.
What was the web address?
Actually, the story doesn't say.
Makes it hard to live stream it, doesn't it?
They had all kinds of activities. They had stalls selling goods and DVDs. They had a fun event area called the Masturbation Marathon, which
I... A fun event.
Really... Well, I don't know that I would want
to be
there
for that. That's where the next CMA meeting is at.
Yeah. The most popular thing at the fundraiser, though, was the breast squeezing. And the rules were you lined up and they checked your ID. You had to be over 18. You donated money to a particular cause. They had like several causes they were supporting. And then there was a lineup of about a dozen of the most popular Japanese porn film stars.
AV models.
Then they'd sterilize your hands, because they don't know where you've been.
They dip your hands in boiling water.
Yeah, but I don't know where they've been either.
You might have been over at the masturbation marathon.
They've been in porn.
At least had sex with somebody you love.
And then you could squeeze the breasts. You choose a girl and you squeeze the breasts up to 2 squeezes per hand. And if you weren't satisfied with that, you could get back in line and do it all over again and donate more money.
I'm liking that. We should do it. We should do a recovery 101.
Breast squeeze.
No, a recovery 101, what do you call it? Marathon.
Should they add the nut fondle for next year?
The nut fondle?
Yeah, the chocolate salty nuts.
Yeah. In Newark, New Jersey, Christina Nunez, a U.S. mail carrier, has been arrested. She was released on $100,000 bail. And has electronic monitoring because she was using her postal route to move cocaine shipments in falsely addressed packages.
That's an awesome idea.
She was doing it for...
Nobody thought of that before.
...a drug trafficking organization, and they would give her $500 per package. And all she had to do was pick up the package. It had, you know, because at the post office, the package would come to the post office with a bad address on it. But the address was good enough that it would get sent to her route. Then she would pick up the package and take it to where it was supposed to go.
Wow.
They found out...
how'd they catch her so people know how to do it right next time?
Yeah.
Come on, Shelley, tell us.
A package came in, a Federal Express package came in that broke open.
Oops. That'll do it.
And they tracked, they went ahead and did the tracking number and checked the address, realized that it was a false address. And it turned out to be cocaine in the shipment. So what they did was they took the cocaine out, put a GPS in.
Oops.
Closed the thing back up and sent it off on her route. And then watched what she did. When the GPS went to her house and then went to another person's house later on, then they...
Busted.
They busted her. Now, it doesn't say in the story what happened to the guy that she delivered the GPS package to. So...
My guess, he got busted, too.
More will be revealed.
My guess is he got a new GPS. And right away said, I ordered a GPS. What are you talking about?
Yeah. That's what I would have said.
Right away. I ordered a GPS. I got
hey,
it.
Hey, awesome. I got the same GPS I ordered from that guy on
cocaine?
Craigslist.
Cocaine? What?
That guy on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And this story is out of the UK.
Look.
Apparently, they're having a little problem with a strange drug combination. Helium and barbiturates were responsible for more deaths last year in the UK than ecstasy, cannabis, methadone, and GHB combined.
Well, cannabis isn't
drugs.
Really a cause of very many deaths.
Apparently it is in England. 13 people died last year in England because of pot.
Really?
Or cannabis related. Probably like crashed a car or something.
Yeah. These
no,
are all
because they drive more carefully.
Remember that story?
Yeah. Okay.
Holy crap.
That's crap.
Jeez.
Well, they drive slower. Yeah. They're more worried of cops behind them.
Interestingly enough, in England.
Overdose of Twinkies.
Where you can get heroin from a doctor if you can prove you're addicted.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in England, they have a program where if you're an addict and you want to get clean, they will titrate you off of heroin over like a year, and you get the drug legally from a doctor. It's clean and it's...
Oh, so it's good heroin.
Yeah.
Well, not only is it good heroin, but you've got a doctor that's giving... Apparently, they've been doing it that for actually quite a long time. They've been doing that since like the 80s or something, because
it was later than that.
Well, anyway, like I remember hearing about it a long time ago, and supposedly it's helping a lot of people.
Yeah, they've had a 39% drop in the number of heroin-related deaths.
Well, what they
deaths.
Found is when they put them on methadone, it was making matters worse. Then you had a bunch of people... The kick on methadone is like months and months and months and months.
6 months. Okay, I found this amusing. a company called Say It With a Condom... is selling customized condoms just in time for the election.
Recovery 101.
The Romney condom has his picture on it. And
the
it
Rondom.
Says, the Romney condom
the
says,
Rondom.
Great for any position. You know, apparently a play on people saying that he waffles. And
should we guess what the Obama one says?
The Obama condom says, won't break as easily as his promises.
Ooh. Wow. Is this run by a rather
it says say it with
right-wing
a condom.
Group?
That's the name of the company. Now, the product description on the line online, if you go online to buy them, it says it's for the elitist penis, but priced so low even poor people can afford them. The Obama condom...
Once again, not addressing the middle class.
The Obama condom is advertised as the ultimate stimulus package for hard times.
But that'd be the first time we've seen that.
Obama is outselling Romney. He says that he doesn't know if people are buying them as a sign of support. I think what's happening is the Republicans are buying the Obama ones as a gag gift for their friends.
Clearly.
I won't go there.
I'm just wondering.
I have to. I can't help it. They're buying the Obama ones for anal sex.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Well, what would possibly possess someone to think that this product is a good idea?
Are they selling lots of them?
Well, yeah.
There you go. Apparently it was a good idea.
I don't know. I think it's kind of...
Look, put it this way. About half of everyone you know, their political view is diametrically opposed to yours. About half. So if you make a product that's either pro-Republican or pro-Democrat, you're going to sell a lot of it. If you can do something that's pro-both, you know, like if you did shirts that said elect Obama and shirts that said elect Romney, you'd sell a lot of shirts.
Bill sent in a study. Okay, it died from the
Thank you, Bill.
From the University of Bristol, a doctor and a team gathered data on 160 social drinkers. None of them had any history of alcoholism. And they found, the study found that the participants in the study drank nearly twice as fast when they drank beer out of a curved beer flute or stein than they did when they drank out of straight-sided glasses.
That's weird.
Why?
They
think the drinkers find it harder to know when the how much beer is actually in the glass, so they drink it faster. It looks, when you put it, the straight-sided glass and the beer flute next to each other, the beer flute looks like there's less beer in it.
Mm-hmm.
So they would drink it faster to get another one.
So if I drank it in a Starbucks cup with a lid on it, I'd drink it really fast.
With a straw.
I'm not exactly sure what the point
the garden
of the study
was. What is that point? What was the point of that?
I don't know.
And how much did that study cost?
Well, it didn't cost us anything. It was in the UK.
But somebody paid to find that out.
They should have paid us to find that out. I'm telling you, we are here for all of your study needs. Any big universities or anything, Recovery 101 is here to help you. For a mere pittance of your, you know, what's a pittance, like 45%?
No, we'll just charge 8%.
8?
Administrative fee, sure.
Okay.
That way we get them all.
That's good. Yeah. 8%. That's a bargain. That's less than tax in California.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you
and if we get every $4.2 million study, $360,000.
I heard a...
So put up a website.
I shouldn't say this because it's completely political.
Then don't say it.
Please.
Oh, it's a good one.
Please.
I'm watching CNN this morning. They have an interview with Jerry Brown, who's the governor of California.
Again.
That we elected.
And he's talking about how he's going to raise taxes and do something else, and that's going to what's going to help the economy. And whoever the CNN gal is looks at him and goes, well, they just raised taxes and stuff like a year ago. She goes, so according to your thought process, the economy should already be getting better. And he goes, no. And she goes, so you're going to do the same thing that you already proved didn't work. And he's like, well, no. And, I was amazed, actually. I don't want to pay any more taxes. I'm done. Oh, they were going to raise the sales tax. And she goes, California already has the highest sales tax in the country. She goes, so if the economy is sucking, why is raising the sales tax going to help? Because you already have the highest. And I thought...
Actually, I don't think we do anymore because it just dropped because that last tax ran out. So I think New York does again.
No, sales tax.
I think New York does.
Oh, because our tax here hasn't dropped.
We had it last year. Yeah, we did because it was 9.75 for a while. It dropped back down to 8.75.
Oh, yeah.
1% sales tax went away. They went to vote it back in again.
Well, this was this morning, so I don't know.
Yeah, because it worked so well.
No.
Okay, well, that was apropos of nothing. But anyway, in Southwest...
Wait, what? Paying more for taxes is apropos of nothing?
No, you're going off on that tangent was.
No, it had a purpose.
It had a purpose. I don't know what that was at the moment, but...
Let's go to Southeast Michigan.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Because that's better than going to Detroit.
A man called authorities and to complain that the 19-year-old Ohio woman that he had online... agreed to meet and then pay for her for sex, raised the price after accepting his money. So he called police to complain that she was charging more.
He's an idiot.
Authority always wins.
Well, you can't fight authority.
Authority always wins.
Well, the
John Cougar Mellencamp.
The thing that
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Was it John Cougar Mellencamp that hired this woman?
I went to a John Cougar Mellencamp concert back in the late 80s. Chicks everywhere.
Really? Is your wife supposed to look up?
Yeah.
You know, the thing that irritated me about the story, though, is that the woman was arrested, but not the guy.
Yeah.
The guy apparently never got the sex.
Well, no, yeah, well.
So what were they going to arrest him for? Not getting any?
She got arrested.
Where was this?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Price gouging. Can't do that now.
Apparently, the two people had very different versions of their story, so it is still under investigation. But
I imagine
he hired a what he thought was a prostitute, and he didn't get arrested.
He didn't hire her.
He paid her the money, then she raised the price. She never actually gave him the sex.
Right.
Because he wouldn't pay the extra.
He never took delivery of the product.
Yeah. If he never had the sex, then how can you say he hired her for sex?
Because that's what he admitted to doing.
But he never had any sex with her.
Then why is she going to jail if she didn't actually
Because she offered him sex for more money.
And he offered to take it from because then he should get arrested too. That's a double standard.
No. He didn't offer to take it from her because he called the cops and said she was trying to charge too much. But she offered him sex for money.
He's just an idiot, and the cops should have arrested him, too.
Being stupid isn't a crime.
Yeah, being an idiot is not a crime.
It should be.
I think that's a double standard.
Like that exists.
Oh, wow. Stupid well, we is, had kind of a does. Long pan- We had kind of a long...
Banter,
so I don't know if I should do another one or not.
Go ahead.
All right.
Why not?
In De Blanford, Quebec.
Oh, well.
This is the strangest theft they say they've ever had.
Don't you know?
Doesn't have to do anything with Mounties, does it?
No, but $30 million worth of maple syrup has gone missing.
Maple syrup, eh?
Don't you know?
There's a mouse in my beer.
They actually have a federation for this. The Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers.
Wow.
Discovered the missing syrup during an inventory.
How much was it?
$30 million worth.
I got to tell you, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but if you go to like your local grocery store and you buy actual real maple syrup, it's like $12 for like a little bottle.
Yep.
It's a ton of money. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently this has never happened before, so they don't exactly know what to do. And
check out the guy who just bought the Waffle House franchise.
Well, yeah.
Their main market.
You know what? You know what I think? I'm pretty sure that IHOP's behind it.
Yeah.
Their main market is the U.S., and this puts a significant kink in their ability to send us maple syrup. So if you're going to get maple syrup, you better buy it now.
I'm looking at Denny's pretty hard right now.
So maple syrup and kinky things go together here? You said to put a kink in.
Well,
they should have sent it to Japan.
To the Erotic Festival?
To Erotica Festival.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Syrup wrestling.
We always like to bring all the boozy news together.
We like to gel it.
Apparently. Okay.
We're like Magellan. Gelling like Magellan.
Don't ask.
Yeah, okay, I'm just...
That was an old Earthlink advertisement that never really went anywhere.
I can see why.
Just like it never went anywhere on here.
Yeah, okay, and that is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Shelly's like, where's the thing? What's your boggle?
You say goodbye.
Shelly, what's the thing
I
for?
I say hello.
What's our topic, Shelly?
Hello, hello.
I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hello. Hey, yeah. Do you know how many people out there, we get to that where everyone starts singing, they're like, oh, shit.
I
wonder ahead. How many people at home start singing along.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
The topic.
Yeah. What is that topic, Shelley?
Come on, Shelley, you know.
I don't remember what the topic is, but I should probably go to a meeting.
What if you needed a meeting, you should go to a meeting?
Well, I don't know. How many meetings have I been to this week? Is it enough?
Have you been to any meetings?
Today's Sunday. Yes, I've been to several.
Oh, okay.
But was it enough?
Well, how long can you go between?
And I'm guessing...
I could go forever if I wanted to.
And I'm guessing that is the question.
That's the $64,000
question. But what is the answer to that question? What do you think, Mark? How long can... Well, Mark, you're an interesting person to ask this question.
Anybody ask me this question?
Now that I think about it.
How many years can we go between meetings?
Yeah. I think you can go as long as you wish to go between meetings. I think the question is, what else are you doing for your sobriety during that time? Or your recovery?
Or if you're doing nothing.
Or if you're doing nothing.
Because certainly if you're doing nothing,
yeah,
you're clearly having like a 99% chance of getting loaded.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, I went.
You would be the first one to say, though, what you did was a wee bit
what I was not
on
a
the
good
outside.
It was not a good idea.
A wee bit dangerous.
Yeah, it was not a good idea. I survived it and came out of the other side of it. Wouldn't recommend it for most people. Probably kill you.
How long? So, how many years?
I think I went to 4 meetings over a 12-year period.
Woo! Well, that's once every 3 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What else did you do, though?
Took cakes. Every one of them.
Did you? I'll bet you did. What else did you do, though?
Oh, I talked to my sponsor at least a couple times a week. Still read the book. Still worked the steps.
You read the book?
I read the book.
Really? Like, it's like... See, that's my problem with the book. God, I got to tell
it's
you.
It's a book? That's your problem?
The reason that I go to a book study is because... Dude, if I have the mouse in one hand and the book in the other, mouse wins. Remote control in one hand, book in the other, remote control wins. Cell phone in one hand, you know, Kindle in one hand, laptop in one hand.
Schwanstucker in one hand.
Schwanstucker in one hand.
Well, that always wins.
Well, that wins against everything.
Yeah.
If I go to the Japanese porn convention or whatever, I could have a boob in each hand.
That's the default position.
That wins too. But I just don't read the book like that.
Yeah.
No.
I have.
I keep it on my nightstand. Actually, I keep it on top of my humidor.
Oh, there you go.
See, I keep mine in my car because I need it at the book study. And if I'm going to meet a sponsee, I'm going to need it. And if I leave it in the house, I might end up getting it mixed up with all my library books. So,
it's the big blue one.
No, mine's in a case. I have mine in a case. And it's not the big blue one. I have the paperback, actually. Oh. I still have my old paperback that I've taped and glued together because it's almost falling apart. And
I have a great topic for another show.
When I went to my first meeting, my aunt bought me a big book. 2 weeks later, she had her father make me a rawhide leather saddle type cover for it with my sobriety date burned in it.
So now you can't get loaded.
And
oh, no, you can.
Book, and I still have the original big book. Still in that thing, and it's in great shape.
I have my original big book somewhere because the one that I, when I had my 1 year birthday, I had a bunch of people sign it. Only one is still around. Only one person still around.
James?
James, yeah. He's the only one. Shelley, how about you? How long? Now, because Mark is an exceptional case. How about you?
He's a case, all right, but. I don't know about exceptional.
Oh.
How
long could you go, Shelley?
I have in the past, like if I've been sick or something, or something is going on, I have gone more than a week. But I start to get irritated. And, I mean, well...
Restless, irritable, and discontent?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, if I call my sponsor a few times during that week, I can usually extend it a little. But... Even that, I don't like going more than a week. I usually go to anywhere from 2 to 4 meetings a week.
Wouldn't talking to your husband be considered a meeting-worthy kind of, though?
We're two or more together.
Yep. No.
I go every day.
No.
That's right. on our rainy days, so he'll be in the mist?
No.
You know,
no.
She's saying that, like, looking at me like, being with him is not like any kind of recovery at all. That's the look you're giving. No. 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 You do it with Bruce? No.
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 See, Shelly's waiting
to
unleash.
Him, but okay. I need to actually be in an actual meeting setting.
Oh, the organized...
Yes. I don't know why.
Brick and mortar type.
I am one of those people. It's like spirituality. A lot of people are very spiritual people, never set foot in a church. Mm-hmm. Church is a very important part of my spirituality. I'm one of those people. I like structure. When I don't have the structure, I get irritable. I don't like being left out on my own to just sort of flounder around.
The lines are our friends. Huh? It's good to stay within the lines.
Stay, yeah, I colored inside the lines when I was a kid. I didn't color outside the lines. In fact, I would make the lines darker.
I snorted them.
Yeah. Snorted crayons.
Stay in between these lines. What lines?
They're like, dude, that was pencil shavings from sharpening the pencil. Oh,
oh yeah, they were good.
It's okay. The graphite got me loaded.
I just think that, at least for me, I mean, I know people that can go longer than that, and I also know people that go to like 3 meetings a day, and I kind of look at them and go, dude, do you have a life?
Do you want what they have?
No, I don't, because all they do is ever go to meetings. I'm like, I might need some time to like read a book or crochet or like take a pee.
I know the longest I went was a week. It's the longest I ever went was 1 week. You know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Because when we went to the Grand Canyon.
Oh.
Because we did not do a meeting on that trip.
We didn't?
We always do meetings on trips. No, we didn't. Went to no meetings in Arizona. Went to no meetings in St. George, Utah. And went to no meetings in Vegas on the way back. Huh. When we went on our trip up to Highway 49, I did 2 meetings in a week.
I just picked up a Las Vegas CA meeting schedule yesterday.
Is there any?
Yeah.
But for me, it's, you know, if the question is, how long can you go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to find out. Because if I get to that point where I go and get loaded, that was 1 day too many.
If you can go 1 day less than that.
Yeah, just do 1 day
less. I found out I can go 1 day less than 13 days.
Because I've always been one of those people that, it's probably because I'm a freaking social butterfly, but
yes, you are.
When I was early on in the program, well, I lived on the roof of the Alano Club, so it made it kind of easy to go to meetings. And I was doing 3 and sometimes 4 meetings a day, depending how many meetings were at the club, because when you're living on the street, you got nothing better to do when you're living on the roof. You know, morning meeting, noon meeting, 6 to 7:30 or 6:30 to 8, and the 8:30 to 10. I'm positive I did 270 meetings my first 90 days. I'm positive of that. But I probably did more. And then for a long time, I did meetings every day. And I do about, I think I do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So I do 4 a week for sure. And then we record the show, and we know we count this as a meeting.
This is a meeting, yeah.
I do 5 a week.
This is not a meeting.
We're gathered.
We're gathered. Are we talking recovery?
God is in the midst.
I prayed to God this morning. Did you?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then he's here with us now. So we're 2 or 3 are gathered together in his name.
How come Bruce has been collecting a 7th tradition from me for the last 2 years?
Yeah.
How come I didn't get my cut?
Oh.
Whoops.
I forgot.
Sorry.
Jeez.
So, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. I don't want to know how long I can go. I mean, mm-hmm. I would love to say that if I follow the 7 words and don't drink or use no matter what,
it works.
You know, then I won't get loaded. But
you won't get loaded. You might go nuts.
But you guys know, mm-hmm. I get anal about my recovery.
I'm sorry, they have a gel for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I won't eat any food cooked with booze. I don't.
Except for the sushi.
I don't like to take any. Yeah, but I didn't eat it. I spit it out. I don't like to eat any.
You swallowed.
Any kind of narcotics. Like if they want to give me pain meds, I'm constantly on them. I don't want this. I don't want that. You know, give me something that's non-narcotic. And it's like, because that's kind of been my mantra all along, the whole, wonder how long I could go without a meeting. That, I got to tell you, it's never really come up in my head because I've never really thought about it.
There have been a lot of times when I have wished that I could go longer between meetings because I don't have enough time to get everything done. And a meeting isn't just an hour and a half at night for us. It's first I get ready for the meeting, get up there, that's the first half hour, then the meeting's an hour and a half, and then there's an hour of coffee afterwards. By the time I get home, I'm pooped, I take a bath, I go to bed. So pretty much the entire evening is gone. And I need more time.
Well,
I have an entire house to take care of. I'm working. I've got all this crap going on. I don't have any time to finish all
that. You need to find balance in your recovery.
Mark has seen this and experienced this, like with me. I'll go into the work in the morning. During the day, it's guaranteed.
Yeah, you'll have at least two meetings a day.
I get four or five people a day come for a variety pack of reasons, at least that many, sometimes more. Then when I get out of work, I get out of work at 7. Sometimes I stop by somewhere to get donuts on my way to a meeting. I get done at the meeting after having two or three meetings a day during work, and then I go to coffee where we have the meeting after the meeting. Literally right now, on the days that I go to meetings, which is 4 days a week, I'm probably, well, and I'm, you know, doing all the other ones during the day, I'm probably doing 15 meetings a week. Something like that.
How often do you go to a meeting out of your regular routine of meetings?
Not that often. But you know what? I'd love to pick a night of the week and do that. Like, the problem is, one of the problems I've had with breaking kind of that tradition, the day that I would really need to do that, to be honest with you, would be Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because I always end up late to my Tuesday meeting anyway. Starts at 6:30. I don't get out of work till 7. I don't get over there till about 7:30. I'm always late there. The problem is some of the other meetings I go to, one of the big complaints I've had about those meetings is that the people with time eventually stop going to the meetings, and you know then there's no one really with time to support the other people. Like if I left the one meeting, well, if Shelley was there, she would have 5. And if my friend Raul was there, he would have time. But Raul hasn't gone much lately, and sometimes Shelly goes, sometimes she doesn't. Then that makes the most time in the room, like 2. Which there's no problem with 2. But if I'm a new guy, and I'm, well, to a new guy, 2 is freaking a long time.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like I complained about one gal who had like 7 who stopped coming to meetings. And I'm like, who are the girls going to look up to if there's no girls with time?
You.
Yeah, that's not good.
For them.
I mean, I could help them. For
no,
sure.
You couldn't.
Oh, I could. I could share my experience, strength, and length with them. Serenity injections.
It.
We carry the message, we don't deliver it.
You could carry and deliver. What's this? Oh, that's stand and deliver. Never mind. I was getting a little Adam Ant in me for a second.
Well, if it stands.
Stand and deliver. So Shelley.
Yes.
What would your final words on how long can you go, or is it how long could you go, or how long should you go?
How long? I don't know.
Well, what are your final words, Shelley?
Do whatever your sponsor says.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, if your sponsor says you need to be in a meeting every day, go to a meeting every day. I mean, what in the beginning. I did do almost 90 meetings in 90 days, and pretty much every time my sponsor told me I should go to this meeting or that meeting, I went to that meeting or this meeting. I mean, I just did what I was told. And then as my life picked up and I started to get more back on track and things were, you know, normal things were happening, she wasn't as concerned with me going to quite so many meetings. It wasn't.
Oh, so you can slack now.
It's not a matter of slacking. It's a matter of actually going out into the world to do what we got sober to do, which is live our lives and be of service to others. You know, so that's what I still try to do. But, you know, when in doubt, call your sponsor.
Whip it out.
When in doubt, call your sponsor. Pray about it.
Mark.
What?
What are your final words?
My final words are your final words. If you like what you're getting.
Keep doing what you're
doing.
Keep
doing what you're doing. If you don't.
Do something
different.
I think my final words on the subject would be for myself. I don't want to find out how long too long is, but for other people, you know what? You start to feel sketchy for any reason, you better get your ass to a meeting. You know, I'm a fan of continued attendance. And although I probably don't do as much outside of the program as I should, I am quite happy being of service inside the program and helping others inside the program as well.
I do have to say, and I know we did final words, but I do have to say, in regards to what I did, my well-put-together life over the first 10 years of sobriety became a well-falling-apart life over the 12 years that I did not go to very many meetings. I didn't get loaded.
But that's about it?
That's about it.
That sounds reasonable. Shelly.
So don't drink or use no matter what. It keeps you from getting loaded, but there's a lot of things in your life that I still took myself along to.
Yeah, no matter where you go, there you are.
Yep.
It's a big problem. Shelly.
Yes.
Tell us about our friend back east.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online.
You can
have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
Will it come with a chick delivering cocaine?
It'll come with a GPS, yeah.
Nice.
You can also go to the Facebook group, the 12-Step Gazette Facebook group. We could really use a lot of more interaction from a variety of people.
With how many people that thing goes out to, I'm surprised there's not more people in that group.
Well, that's why I'm saying this. Go to the Facebook 12-Step Gazette group and join. Ask to join.
I imagine if you search 12-Step Gazette, you will find it.
Yeah, it's the number 12 and then Step Gazette.
Oh.
I can't go there.
No, you can't because you're not on Facebook.
Right.
Where was I? Oh, you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Pretty darn turnkey, too. Mark.
Yes.
People like to listen to the show.
No, they don't.
No? Well, then we're screwed.
Yeah. If you're listening to the show, and you're listening to it in some way other than going to our site, recovery101.net, we ask that you go to the site and click on the show from recovery101.net. As the show comes up, there'll be a little button within that box that says, like. We ask that you click on the like button. If you already remember Podomatic, thank you very much. You've been counted in the numbers. If you're not, it will ask you if you'd like to become a member. Please join Podomatic, where you can then go up and hit permalink, and you can like the show. You can comment on it. You can follow the show. You can add us to your playlists.
Sweet.
And so we just ask that you go
Rocking
to our site.
Rocking playlist, yeah.
And also, I got to tell you, Friday night, I was in a meeting with a guy from New Jersey who knows Bruce. I told him to tell him hello for us.
He knows me?
No, he knows 12-Step Gazette.
Oh, Bruce. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Actually, there were two different people, one who knew that Bruce, one who knew you. Remembers when you lived on the roof.
Shelly's like, of course, no matter where we go.
There he is.
Wherever you go, whatever you do.
I do not know the song.
Isn't that we're going to go through it together?
Yeah.
We're going to go through it together. Is it? That's not Ethel and Lucy, is it? Oh, no, that's friendship.
Yeah,
friendship. It's perfect wanship.
Blendship.
Okay.
Whatever.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Someone should get on the stick and get in that. We could use some people to sell advertising. I can't believe that everyone's working. We pay a better than average
for the week
tithe though. For that. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook, youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't, Shelly. Who's the lead on music by?
I don't know. You've got the discs over there on the computer.
So pick something.
Pick something. I know.
What?
One we haven't heard in a long time.
What?
ML3.
Oh, okay.
Slave.
Okay.
It's a great song. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Silent thief, you see.